Virginia Commonwealth University and the Nature Conservancy were partners in the project.
The Rice Center is VCU's Environmental Research and Education Center. We focus on a wide variety of water resource issues there.
Dr. Leonard Smock is the director.
I guess the genesis of the project and how we're getting to today's ceremony was that back in the 1920s, a long earthen dam and spillway were built at the mouth of Kimmage's Creek. A lake was formed, Lake Charles, 70 acres of new lake. But at the same time, 70 acres of beautiful, prime, bottomland hardwood forest was destroyed.
It was also a significant wetlands habitat.
About 6 years ago, the Rice Center formed a partnership with the Virginia Aquatic Resources Trust Fund, along with some of the offices at NOAA, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, and with the private organization American Rivers. And this partnership was formed to remove the dam. It's the right thing to do. There's a nationwide effort at removing dams that are unnecessary, that are holding back water and stopping free flow for really no reason at all.
Crews, Dr. Smock explained, recently completed the removal of a good portion of the dam and spillway.
And Kimmage's Creek, after, about 85 years, is now once again flowing freely. And we're in the midst of restoring 70 acres of wetland back to what we hope was its historic condition.
In addition, he said, the project was important because
it shows what partnerships can do. The Virginia Aquatic Resources Trust Fund and American Rivers and NOAA provided the funding and a good bit of the personnel and know-how. We put the plan into effect now. This is just a fantastic opportunity for VCU, for our faculty and students. We've got a number of research projects going on concerning wetland ecology and wetland restoration. We've probably got 15 graduate students doing research projects out at the Rice Center wetland right now.
Lake Charles is no more, he noted, but Kimmage's Creek and the wetlands have returned.
Fish are now finally able to move back upstream again. With that 1920s dam, the spawning runs of shad and herring that used to go up Kimmage's Creek were halted. Now with the breach in the dam and Kimmage's flowing freely, once again, those fish are able to move upriver.
The wetlands will create habitat for waterfowl and migratory birds that depend on that environment. In addition, the restoration includes
doing experimental plantings of different types of wetlands, from patches of cypress trees to various types of wetland shrubs, and then other areas we just let the plants restore on their own. And what we're hoping to determine is what works best in this area for restoring the natural habitat, the natural ecosystem functions of this system.
To learn more online, go to vcu.edu/rice. John Ogle, WCVE News.